Second. All right, well, let's then take up item five, which is an update on the development of the Upper Elk River Technical TMDL and implementation program.
Wonderful. So I'm Alita Mangelsdorf, your senior environmental scientist, head of your planning unit here at the Regional Water Board, and I'm with your with Adona White here today, who's in the planning unit as well. She's going to give the update. We had originally scheduled to have Holly Lumberg, who will be in charge of developing the implementation program, giving a portion of the presentation, and she's unable to join us today. So Adona will be covering all the material that you have in front of you in the PowerPoint presentation. And for people in the audience who don't have it, there's some additional handouts in the lobby with the PowerPoint presentation materials there. And so here's Adona. Thank you.
Good day, Chairman Noren, members of the board. Nice to see you. My name's Adona White. As Alita said, I've been working on the development of the sediment TMDL for Upper Elk River. And Holly Lundborg is working on the development of the program of implementation associated with the Upper Elk that will be based on the load allocations and the targets as presented in the TMDL. And we're here to provide you an update with on where we're at with both the development of the technical TMDL and the program of implementation. And this is item five in your agenda package. And it's only an informational item, but we welcome board discussion. We'll be describing first the recent release of the peer review package for the Upper Elk Technical TMDL, the approach that we're recommending for adopting, for this board to consider in adopting the TMDL and the program of implementation. Third, we'll be covering the development of what that implementation program is based on the science in the TMDL, and then we'll go over some next steps. Next slide, three.
And let me make it be known, so the slide projector will not be fixed, so at least today.
Mm-hmm.
At least till the next break is what I'm hearing. So from that standpoint, we're just going to go with what we got.
Fine. So I'm on slide three for those of you who would like to follow along on paper. Last May in Eureka, we gave you an update on the peer-reviewed draft staff report for the Upper Elk TMDL, and that we had sent it to external scientific peer review, and we described the technical elements included in that staff report, and we also described that we anticipated revising existing WDRs as part of the program of implementation, that we'd revise the WDRs for Humboldt Redwood Company and Green Diamond Resource Company. Since that last update, we reviewed and responded to the peer review comments, and we released the whole peer review package on our website, which includes a cover letter describing the package, the staff report, and a response to comments document. And the response to comments document also covers the peer reviewer comments themselves. And we also included in that release the letter we sent to CalEPA requesting the external peer review, which describes the conclusions, assertions, and findings that form the scientific underpinnings of the Upper Elk TMDL. And then we also included the letter from EPA, CalEPA, approving and identifying reviewers and their curriculum vitaes. One of the things we included in the cover letter was that we're welcoming informal comments on the peer review package at this time, but we're not initiating a formal public comment period. And that we'll be making revisions in the coming months to the peer review draft staff report to include revisions reflecting some of the peer review comments and revisions that were identified in the response to comments. and to also more fully develop the implementation and monitoring chapters, and also make the staff report consistent with supporting the adoption of an implementation program and the TMDL via single action. And I'll be discussing that in just one moment. Next slide, slide four. This slide provides the names and disciplines of the peer reviewers. They had expertise in hydrology and geomorphology, fisheries biology, water quality, and slope stability. Slide five. With respect to the adoption of the TMDL, we've typically adopted TMDLs via a basin plan amendment in which the technical TMDL and an action plan describing the program of implementation are adopted by the Regional Water Board and incorporated into the basin plan. And this process requires State Board, EPA, and Office of Administrative Law approvals and could take approximately 2 years, after which WDRs for ongoing operations would be revised to reflect the findings and load allocations described in the TMDL. The State Board's impaired waters policy allows the Regional Board to adopt TMDLs in manners other than just basin plan amendments. And including the adopting the technical TMDL and the regulatory mechanism to correct the impairment via a single vote of the Regional Board. And in the case of Upper Elk, we've been using our regulatory tools there for the last 15 years, regulatory and non-regulatory tools, to characterize and correct water quality impairments and control existing sources. And we have a good understanding of the regulatory mechanism needed to recover beneficial uses and abate the nuisance flooding conditions. And given the ongoing health and safety concerns associated with the flooding, it makes good sense to implement the TMDL as soon as possible through revision of the applicable WDRs rather than wait for a basin plan amendment. So we are proposing that the TMDL and the regulatory mechanism, that is WDRs, be adopted by the Regional Board or considered for adoption by the Regional Board through a single vote. And that would require that the current applicable WDRs be consolidated into one watershed permit for the Upper Elk. The board would be asked to consider as a package the technical TMDL staff report, a draft WDR for the Upper Elk River watershed, and an adopting resolution. And you'd consider those for a single, to adopt via a single vote. And it appears that that's the most expeditious avenue to approve and implement the TMDL for Elk. Slide six. So we've used a lot of regulatory tools in Upper Elk to control sediment from the timberlands there, including cleanup and abatement orders, ownership-specific WDRs, as well as facilitating the development of non-regulatory approaches from the convening of the Independent Scientific Review Panel in 2002 and 2003, and the monitoring and restoration summits that we held in 2008 and 2012. And so we are, based on what we've learned today, at this point we're proposing that we take the Upper Elk River permits and recraft them and consolidate them into a single WDR. That would be applicable to all owners of timberlands in the Upper Elk River Basin. And the program of implementation described in the WDR would be based on the load allocations and targets as presented in the technical TMDL. This approach would result in a WDR that covers private industrial timber landowners, including Humboldt Redwood Company and Green Diamond Resource Company, federal timber landowners of Bureau of Land Management, as well as owners of a non-industrial timberland. And we believe this consolidation of the existing implementation and monitoring programs will result in a more efficient, transparent, and ultimately effective recovery strategy for the Upper Elk. Slide 7. We propose that the WDR contain a sediment control strategy to attain the hill slope load allocations identified in the TMDL. And this is a typical component of WDRs developed to control discharge of sediment from all management-related sources. Unlike most other WDRs, staff is proposing an in-stream remediation strategy to be included as an important component to attain the in-stream allocations identified in the TMDL. And that in-stream strategy would identify and implement feasible recovery actions that, when combined with controlling the hill slope sources, would lead to the abatement of nuisance flooding conditions and recovery of beneficial uses. And then a third component of the WDR is the inclusion of a mechanism that ties future hill slope sediment discharges, sediment discharging activities with the attainment of the in-stream load allocation as a means of addressing cumulative impacts and the highly impaired nature of the watershed. Slide 8, with respect to stakeholder outreach. Throughout the development of this TMDL, we have spent a lot of time with stakeholders going over the technical approaches, often one-on-one, in an attempt to understand, get common understanding, and resolve any technical issues. And we anticipate that the WDR development will proceed similarly, resolving as much as possible outside of the boardroom. And we recently kicked that off for the WDR development. We held meetings and had conversations with timber landowners in Upper Elk to go over the peer review draft and also describe that we would be developing this WDR for Upper Elk. And we plan to continue to work through those technical issues and develop a framework for the WDR with the landowners and include identifying what water quality protections are already provided by the existing programs in place across some of the ownerships, and where those existing programs are capable of achieving the allocations and targets as identified in the TMDL, and where what gaps there are that would need to be addressed by provisions of the permit. And we'll continue to identify and seek resolution to key issues as we develop the program of implementation. And in terms of next steps, over the coming months, we'll continue to meet with stakeholders and really work through the key issues and try to get to resolution and get the scope and content of the WDR refined. In the spring, we anticipate releasing to the public for public comment, the draft TMDL staff report, a draft WDR for the Upper Elk River watershed for timberlands, and a draft adopting resolution. And we anticipate a 45-day public comment period with a workshop in there. And then over the summer, we'll revise those drafts, and in the winter of 2014-2015, we anticipate a hearing for regional board consideration of the proposed TMDL, WDR, and adopting resolution. And with that, that concludes this brief presentation updating you where we're at with the Upper Elk TMDL and Program of Implementation development. I will continue to be the contact on Upper Elk TMDL. Holly's the contact on WDR development. And so, are there any questions or comments?
Well, of course, it's nice to see you both. And from the standpoint, it looks like this is moving forward. I like the idea of a single action. We've talked about that before, and it saves us quite a lot of time, and I think gets us to a very good spot. Comments or questions? Let's do this. I got a couple speaker cards here. let's get through those and we'll come back. So I have a speaker card for Mr. Mike Janai. Thank you, Adona.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman, other members of the board. My name's Mike Janai. I'm the president and chief forester for Humboldt Redwood Company and Mendocino Redwood Company. I think most of you are aware that we put together a bankruptcy plan in 2008 for the takeover of the Pacific Lumber Company. That plan was backed by the state of California. A significant part of that planning that went into that was looking at the state of the inventory that was on the property at the time, making recognition for the fact that your board had put controls in place in terms of rate of harvest in the Elk River Basin. And we put a plan together, both that adhered to those orders and also went ahead and made some very necessary changes across the rest of the property, adopted some harvesting methods that we thought were significantly different and would change the course of what was going on the property. And we also paid all of the PALCO fines that had been levied by the board. In addition, we set about to try to work with your staff moving forward on a series of WDRs. And it is our plan, as I think I've been here once before telling you, to submit a report of waste discharge for the Elk River Basin. And we fully intend to do that. The staff report that was released and the targets that are discussed currently in that report would significantly alter our ability to both harvest timber in that basin and to continue the work for remediation in that basin. We have met, as your staff alluded to, once with that group. We've gone over the report. We're pleased that they are willing to engage us in discussion. We have hired, along with Green Diamond, the help of some outside engineering firms and watershed scientists. The data that was utilized in the report, some of it appears to be older data. We have provided more updated data to your staff, and we believe that if that material is plugged into some of the work that they cite in terms of reaching their target figures, it may drastically alter the outcomes of some of those reports. And I only wish today that perhaps that could have been done before the peer review, because it could have maybe altered some of the discussion and the viewpoints of the peer reviewers. Nevertheless, we find ourselves where we're at. We're fully committed to working forward with your staff on reaching some equitable solution to this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Comments or questions for Mike Janai? Mike, thank you for one thing, for just the willingness to continue to do that work. For, when we were in Eureka in May, I believe it was stated at that time that waste discharge requirement or report of waste discharge was being prepared. It's my understanding that's in process. So
yes.
I think that further informs this process as well. And then as also the peer review draft went out, I think that the information starting to get centered on where this thing could go. I don't think it, from the standpoint, it's not too late to introduce at least, there is a comment period. There's a formal comment period to work through this stuff, and it sounds like you continue to do that. So appreciate that.
And we do have a great working relationship with our staff. So I have every hope that we're going to be able to get somewhere good with this. I will also mention, just by the nature of the past harvesting pattern up there, it's not like we have a lot of opportunities for moving our harvest around other places. Unfortunately or fortunately, our merchantable inventory is considerable there in Elk River. So finding a way that everybody agrees is the best way to harvest that timber is in all of our best interests. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
One quick question. Mike, you had mentioned about how supplying staff with some additional information and working through, sitting down and working through that with them. Is that happening right now, or is that something you're planning on getting to them?
Well, some of it they already have. Kate Sullivan had worked very closely with Adona in the early part of this. So she had some of that material. But I think when I look at the report, it leans heavily on the Klein paper, which didn't have the benefit of that information and data. So we have made contact with him. We are hopeful that he will engage with Kate and maybe another one of our consultants in reworking the paper, using the new data.
Great, and with the schedule that Adona laid out for that, just being maybe optimistic that hopefully we can get it to all still stay kind of within that time frame.
Yeah.
I realize that that's maybe optimistic, but at least keep, obviously you and Adona are clearly engaged on that. Adona, let us know if how that's going along, just if we could be involved. Otherwise, we wait until, the next board meeting and hear everything that led up to that. But if, we can help that along.
Well, this is the most significant issue in our business right now. So you can be assured that we're going to keep our the momentum going.
Duly noted.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Mr. Madhouse.
Good afternoon, Chairman Noren and members of the board. My name's Matt House. I'm an aquatic biologist with Green Diamond Resource Company. I just wanted to make a few comments here and reiterate some of the things that Donna had mentioned that we had met for as some stakeholder outreach, met with executive officer and other members of the staff in July, and were briefed on sort of the layout of how this, the joint TMDL and WDR would be laid out. And we also had a subsequent meeting in, actually it was earlier this month, a joint meeting with HRC and Green Diamond, as well as your staff, to go over some of the details in the staff report and the public comments or the peer review comments, and some of the proposed numeric hill slope targets that were in that report. Also, I just want to mention that since 2005, we've been working pretty extensively with and closely with a lot of your staff to develop several different WDRs. And the first one back in, it was actually in Elk River. It was a water drainage-wide specifically back in 2006 that we started implementing. And recently a road management WDR back in 2010 that we've been implementing, and most recently the forest management WDR that we started in 2012. So we have a long history of developing several of these WDRs as we work on this new one. We understand that it is going to be tailored specifically to this watershed. So the ones that we have in place this new one will basically supersede the existing ones under that under this process. So we'll continue to work with staff as and review this process as it moves forward into the development of that WDR. We do have a few concerns. Echoed by Mike Janai from HRC with some of the proposed measures that were identified in the peer review draft and how they're going to be meeting some of the numeric hill slope targets and how that will limit our harvesting operations in that basin. So we've also expressed some concerns that some of the data used by staff to develop these measures are based on some of the historical practices and don't necessarily represent some of the more contemporary forest management activities that we all do in as part of our operation. So I just want to mention that, and hopefully over the next time frame that Adona went through, we'll be able to work through those issues and come to a final WDR that we can work with.
Sounds great, Matt. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
Any questions or comments? Thank you, Matt. I have one last speaker card for Christy Wrigley.
Good afternoon, board. I'm Christy Wrigley from Elk River. I represent myself and many of my close neighbors. I'm the first downstream landowner below HRC's logging now. And first of all, I'd like you to please listen to your staff and support their single action proposal for the Elk River TMDL. By the time it gets to this board, it will have been 17 years that I have addressed this and other boards, hoping to get relief for myself and my neighbors. That's a very long time. I'm beginning to feel like I'm related to Bill Massey. And the second thing I'd like to say is there are things, I know, I feel sorry for you too. There are things that you can do now. We needed help in 1997, and all the public agencies knew that we were over the top in sediment, our houses were flooding, our lives were threatened, our property was damaged. I can't farm anymore. So we now have a policy in place, a government policy in place that favors one neighbor over another. And there are things that you could do in your analysis of the THP to incorporate the knowledge from the TMDL science into your analysis and your enrollment of that into your program that you exist now. To wait longer for more relief it's really asking a lot of the residents. And one more thing that I would support is we had a water quality grant that was administered by RCAA and Salmon Forever, and I worked on that grant. I also went to Kate Sullivan's analysis of how all they're doing is, and the HCP is working, and as did John Corbett, and it was good to see him there. And it was obviously lacking in many areas, and we would like to have some way to find a way that Jack Lewis can be supported, and so that his information that he's done all of the analysis on the data that has come out, and that his analysis and information can get out to that same group of people that attended that meeting. Under the parameters that the grant was administered, they say that there are no funds to support that. And that, it really needs to get out there, because Kate's information is inadequately addressing the problem that we experience downstream. So that would be an important aspect that you could take steps on now, as well as directing your EO and your timber staff to incorporate the TMDL findings into their THP analysis. And I would also like to add that before Mike and I and that company took over, we sat in our living room, several of us, and my dining room, and we explained to him how inadequate the present WDR was, that the Tier 2, as it was set out, was absolutely destroying us and our water quality, and we were not going to experience any recovery. That there was coming, when the five-year analysis was coming up, we really needed the Water Board to look at that WDR and revise it immediately, and I took steps to have meetings at my house with staff to attend to that, and have been working on that ever since. So 17 years is a long time to be patient and get our water quality, our land, our lives, and our safety back in order. So I hope you can take these things to heart. We definitely are willing to work not only with our upstream neighbor, but with any agency to whatever depth that we can possibly ensure a more positive outcome for everyone. So I thank you all, and I'm sure you'll see me again, and I'll see you. Thank you.
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you, Pam.
Any comments or questions?
It just seems like the same opportunity for you, Christy, to have Jack's data to staff along with, you know, follow suit with what Mike's doing, and it should give, you know, them some consideration to look at things that weren't included perhaps in that original analysis. So
it's a different way of looking at the information. Kate has one way, and that's interesting, but it obviously isn't adequately addressing the situation that we experience downstream, and a more universal approach on monitoring would be much more helpful.
Well, I think that the three names that have been discussed here today, Kate, Jack, and Randy, I can't think of much more qualified and higher caliber people in a site-specific setting to use. So I look forward to seeing those results.
Yes, I do too. Thank you.
Thanks. Good call.
Thank you. Ms. Sedona? So let me ask you, Ms. Sedona, the next immediate steps. For one thing, I was curious, it mentions in here that contracts are being set up for the feasibility study type thing. Can you just briefly give us kind of where that's at and where that goes from here?
Yes. Unfortunately, there has been some hang-ups in establishing a contract with the contracts office with the state board, but we're working through the issues and are working on a sole source non-competitive bid contract to Caltrout with subs to Northern Hydrology and Stillwater and Jack Lewis, that same team, because they really are uniquely qualified to conduct the work. And we had thought we would have to go out to bid, but we're not taking that route now. So hopefully over the coming weeks we will get those issues resolved and get a contract in place in the near term.
Okay.
But work did not get accomplished on the ground this summer on that recovery assessment.
Sorry. At the same time, it sounds like you're going through the process of revisions and refinement of TMDL. Sounds like you're doing the stakeholder outreach continually. And when do we see you next?
Well, we right now, whatever we need to do an update, basically. I don't think that over the next coming board meetings that we'll necessarily need to.
Okay.
Certainly, to the point of Christy's comments and Mike's comments about getting some more coordinated effort, relooking at some data and how analyses are conducted. There's certainly a need to continue with some sort of a coordinated monitoring group or forum and establish a forum and the necessary support so that when data is collected, it can be shared with everybody and analyzed and discussed in an appropriate forum. That takes some resources to do, and that's definitely an issue right now. So we're trying to come up with some strategies for that. It may be that as this proceeds, there'll be specific interested members of the board that we can call in to, you know, some of these meetings with stakeholders or to consult on how to, as the process moves forward.
Happy to participate. Absolutely.
Welcome that. Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Let me know.
Yep. You bet.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I really appreciate you coming here today and being here with us and updating us on your work.
Thank you, David.
Yeah,
cheers.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you did
it.
Well without a projector. And we're going to actually divert around Craig Hunt's item for one moment. Sorry, Craig. We're going to go to jump to number